This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let me begin by saying I was sick, and in fact, I still am a bit sick. I was sick for a week. I got back from Hillsdale. No offense. Second time I've gone to Hillsdale, and both times I came back, the first time I got COVID, second time I got the flu. Anyway, the fact that I could do any show last week is a testament to my tenacity. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm not quite in that sexy voice that you get right before the end of an illness, but I'm getting close. So, ladies, hang in there. Not that the voice that I currently have is too bad. I will say this. Being out allowed my throat to heal a bit because I got to tell you, I don't know how we do it. I mean, I have to do interviews all day. I'm talking about on other networks. I have to do meetings. And I'm public speaker, obviously. And then I got to do a 2-hour radio show that requires a lot of prep, you know, communication with many different people, the occasional interview. And I tell you, your voice just wears down. And obviously the body wears down too, because somewhere between the multitude of flights it took for me to get to Hillsdale, stay there 3 days and meet some wonderful folks, I got pretty doggone sick again. And, I don't know. I mean, not nearly as bad as when I caught COVID, because I fought COVID like the flu. And, that just wore me down. I lost 20 something pounds. Melissa and I argue over how many, but it was 20 something pounds that I lost during COVID. I was a lean, mean fighting machine after I got well. But boy, it was an ugly period during. But this was like I can tell you right now, this was a regular flu. It felt just like when I got it, I went, okay, this is the flu. And I started taking my flu meds. They worked. You know, I felt better. Still feel better. And now, I'm on the trailing end of it. So, you know, it isn't quite gone, but it's at least somewhere close. So for those of you who didn't miss me, welcome, racist. For those of you who were like, Kev, man, what's up? Sending me a note, the two of you who did that, I appreciate you. I'm just kidding. I don't know how many people were like, hey, Kev, what's going on? Because I did, you know, talk to people on phone and stuff like that. I mean, I didn't take any phone calls, but I texted with a few folks. Anyway, that's not what you're here to talk about. You're here to talk about this crazy world that we live in. And I can only imagine is what I called this segment that I was doing it, because when you step away from the news, even for a second, you start to look back, you reflect, you turn around, and instead of looking in the rearview mirror, you look at the carnage of what's left behind. And I can only imagine the hearty laugh that leftists are having at our expense. The idea, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, that we fund their lunacy. We promote their suicidal, genocidal, crazy ideas. I mean, that just boggles my mind. Under no circumstances could they support their ideas. I mean, if you slap them aside and say, think about this. Under no circumstances, and you want to give you one, defund the police as an example. Defund the police. There is no statistical data that supports the position that they should defund the police. Nor do they have any real public sentiment that we should defund the police. Do you think that the overwhelming majority of the people want police or don't want police? Simple question, simple answer. Of course, the majority of people want police. Now, you want to talk about statistical data? Over 2 million times a year, somebody was telling me this, you can look this up. I know it's a lot. But if it's correct, over 2 million times a year, a firearm is used to prevent a crime. Less than 20 times a year is a truly innocent person killed by the police. Yet, we are actively discussing defund the police. That is mind-blowing. How do we get to this level of insanity? I'm watching Mark Kelly commercials where he says he's running for Senate now in Arizona. And he's like, well, these outsiders want to come in and tell us what to do about the border. You know, we know what to do about the border. And if they'll just leave us alone, we'll fix it. And we'll do it in a humanitarian way. And I wanted to just kick my TV and say, are you kidding? A humanitarian way? You have ranchers who are afraid to go on their own property. You have an invasion occurring that is impacting Arizonans negatively in every factor, from economy to education to healthcare, etc. One of my friends, he's like a brother to me. He was visiting and he said he was in Mexico and he on vacation and he rode the jalapeno. It's one of those mechanical bulls, but it was a jalapeno. And somehow the thing caught him in the wrong way on one of his naughty bits. And it bucked him off, and it was horrible. I mean, this thing swelled up, you know, to the size of a grapefruit. He went into a Mexican medical facility. They wouldn't take American insurance, by the way. Had to pay cash. Looked at and asked him, had he been with any women? He's there with his wife. Asked him, had he been with any women while he was there? And his wife looked at him and says, what kind of woman would give you that? But they had no treatment. So they go on to an American doctor. And the first question they had, the American doctor goes, who were you with? And his wife yet again asks, what kind of woman could give you anybody this? Why? Trust me, he rode the jalapeno. But anyway, yeah, he couldn't. So, but he said he came into Texas was when he went to, we could first use his insurance. Funny story. He says the first thing the doctor says is, oh, you've got good insurance. But he says, Kev, it was lined up with people in the lobbies. He goes, double gurneyed stuff. He goes, I've never seen anything like this. I said, that is a border state's healthcare system. That's a border state's healthcare system. See, New York doesn't have to deal. They get a little bit of it. They get a taste. But that's what Texas, that's what New Mexico, that's what Arizona, that's what we go in California too. That's what those states go through every single day. And the left want to dismiss it. Anyway, folks, we got a lot to talk about. I can only imagine when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I remember as a young student, you know, trying to figure out how did people get basically drawn in by Hitler? How did that happen? And I'd watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing up there ranting and raving and people shouting and raising their arms. I thought, what's happened to these people? Why did they believe that? You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised.
That was Hillary Clinton calling any of you who've been to a Trump rally Hitlerian. She's comparing you to Hitler. This is a woman, folks, who should be in prison multiple times. She's cheated literally cheated the stock market, the commodities market, $1,000 into $100,000. She's ridden on the coattail of her husband and and been so dogmatic about getting him elected that she has literally tormented other women that her husband sexually assaulted. She is a sexual assaulter enabler. That's what she is. Then, when she does finally get into power, she does what most leftist women do. She becomes evil. I mean, not that she wasn't evil before, but she becomes even more evil. And she commits crimes against the country. Why? All for the pursuit of power. And yet, you know what she has the nerve to do? She calls you little followers of the new version of Hitler. Because you recognize that Hillary Clinton is an evil person, that she is about two things, money and power, and you want to stop her. And she says, oh, no, 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 that's not going to happen. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I want you to understand your enemy. If you don't look, we come on here, we have some fun. I know it's a lot of fun time. I know you missed me. I missed you too. I'm still sick, but I can now perform. But earlier, you didn't want any of me. I didn't want any of you, and you didn't want any of me. Mm-mm, stay back. But we've got this crazy psycho group of people out there that we want to think of as our brothers and sisters. And I'm telling you, we're going to have to rethink these people in terms of their motivation, because their motivation doesn't jive with ours. And I'm telling you, until you become adamant about what you are and who you are, the other person is going to win in this battle. The reason why, broken record, here we go again. I sleep very good because I know when I get up in the morning, no matter what comes at me, no matter what lunatic leftist crazy idea these people throw at me, I'm going to fight them to the death. And they know it as well. And that's why they don't want to interview me. Bring fathead Roland Martin up here. Somebody contact Roland Martin and say, Roland, I dare you to debate Kevin Jackson. And by the way, Roland and I agree on a lot of stuff. But where we disagree, I would destroy him. Mark Lamont Hill, Cornel West, call any of them. D-Ray McKesson, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Tiffany Cross. Have her have me on her show. Call any of them. And they will respectfully decline. Because Don Lemon, I've already given you guys what's going on with him. Look, these people do not want to have open and honest debate, dialogue about subjects. That's how you learn. I know this. It's how I learn. So Hillary Clinton wants to change the narrative. What is she doing? Let's shift the focus off of me, the real Nazi. The person who would dare steal your rights, marginalize you. Two-tier system of justice. Look at her daughter earning $66,000 an hour working for NBC. What has this woman accomplished, this girl accomplished in her life? Do we really need to get into the Clinton Global Initiative and the billions of dollars these people took in so they could become a multimillionaire family, a bunch of hillbillies from Arkansas who became mega millionaires and now don't want you to really understand what the American dream is about? And because they know that when you understand the American dream and how you have to earn it, you will understand what they didn't have to do to earn it. These are the people, folks, that we put in charge of us. I look at all these crazy things and wonder, what do they think? And look, that's one clip. I have a show full of these. I'm going to talk to you about, it's a non-issue story in many cases, but it's leftists will turn on them, how they've turned on themselves. I'm going to talk to you about how we are looking at a role at the National Archives, and the Senate is having to actually, I'm talking about Republicans in the Senate, are having to actually grill a person over the position of National Archives. Who's going to run the National Archives? Why? Because even that position has become political. Who would think? You're talking about the nation's history. Somebody would want to be a true historian of it. You know what? Not the case. And you know why we know this? Because Democrats will rewrite history right in front of your face. They will tell you that there was no cheat. They will then orchestrate a January 6th nonsensical event that they've created. Oh, by the way, who is Ray Epps? They don't seem to know. But you want to know what you can find? You can find Ray Epps in multiple venues around the Capitol, stirring, trying to get people to go into the Capitol. And do you know he is the one guy who's not sitting in jail anywhere and who the January 6th committee doesn't seem to know? You got to see those videos. You want to watch Kabuki Theater. Watch the January 6th hearings, then go look at a video of multiple videographers showing a guy who's inspired, who's trying to get people to go into the Capitol, rioting, then goes in to the Capitol with a group of people that are Antifa-type folks that he's already paid to go, and nowhere is he, he's not arrested, he's not detained. Nobody seems to know where he is. The FBI, I mean, he's as tough to find as the Supreme Court leaker. By the way, where is a Supreme Court leaker? We've got a Justice Department that can narrow down the small number of people who have access to the court. And you know what? We still can't find a Supreme Court leaker. It seems very elusive. Must be hanging out with that Tea Party racist. Oh, wait a minute. The Tea Party racist actually doesn't exist. The Supreme Court leaker does. I just want to give you a little bit of an idea of how crazy the world of leftism is. And I can't fully get there. I can't explain it to you. I could talk to you about transsexual reading hours to children and ask you a very simple question. Who thinks this stuff up? Who would ever come to you and say, you know, I think it would be great if transsexuals read to children with their naughty bits hanging out? Short break, we'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden says gas prices are falling, but not quick enough for American families.
I come from a family. If the price of gasoline went up at the gas station, we felt it. Gas prices hit almost every family in this country, and they squeeze their family budgets. When the price of gas goes up, other expenses get cut.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the United States will tap into the country's oil reserves to help lower prices. The parents of a Raleigh, North Carolina mass shooting suspect and one of the victims are talking about the incident almost a week later. Alan and Elise Thompson saying their 15-year-old son, Austin, inflicted immeasurable pain on the community and they're overcome with grief. Five people were killed last Thursday, including their own 16-year-old son. The teen suspect is in custody as he remains in critical condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How does it feel to know you're right, but nothing seems to go your way? You can't get anything accomplished, even though you know you're right. You know you're right that, for example, racism shouldn't be taught in school. CRT, 1619 nonsense. Nobody should teach your kid to hate our country, to demoralize our country, to demoralize themselves, to feel bad about who they are. By birthright, this is insanity. Nobody in their right mind would teach this. And even if you're trying to teach it as a lesson, you would teach it differently than 1619. You wouldn't do it the way they're doing it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. But we're in this cycle where it seems like no matter what we do, we don't seem to get anything accomplished. Let me ask you this question. I think this will help you put it into perspective. How well do you rest between elections? I'm going to give you my take. When you win an election, like we did with Trump in 2016, what do? We're in frantic mode going into 2018. Because we haven't set anything up to where we know we've won the battle of ideas. We get one win and we think, oh, okay, but we haven't won the battle of ideas. What do we do to continue to win the battle of ideas? Doesn't matter what the candidate's doing. What are we doing to win the battle of ideas? Think about Donald Trump. Comes in, first 2 years, knocks it out of the park. What happens in 2018? He loses. Now, we know it was cheating and all that. And, of course, in 2020, the big loss occurs. So what did we do? We didn't do anything to make sure that for now and forevermore, things will be fair. Now, needless to say, we're working on this with Beyond the Mules with the movie. And, you know, we're going to expose a lot of this nonsense. Well, my point is, even whether we win or we lose, when we lose in an election, what do we do to say we're going to make sure that this next election is going to be? We are still in frantic mode. We are never at a place where we look at politics and go, man, we got this thing. You know, everybody's on the same page. We all agree we're working towards the same goal. Ask yourself, how can you not be? When you say things like, Kevin, don't we all want for the greater good? The Democrats always talk about for the greater good. Well, why are we never seeming to work at anything towards the greater good? You and I know all we want is what's best for the country. Well, why is it that Democrats don't seem to map to us? So if you were to say to me, Kevin, let's talk about any of these issues. Why are we so far apart on it? Isn't that a great place to start? Why is it that the Democrats believe that teaching racism in school is good? If we just sat down and talk about it. Why do they believe that opening our borders to people is going to improve our economy when we already have a policy, an immigration policy that works? Why do they believe that they can tax you into oblivion and we go, that's not going to work long term? How is it that after years and years, decades and decades, dare I say a couple of centuries, we still haven't figured out how to make this work? Well, I have the answer. One side has no intention of making it work. Welcome back. The Unapologetically American Comedy Tour, yeah, there's a nice segue, is going to be in Tampa, Florida on October the 20th. The theater, I believe, for us not to have to invoke the fire marshal, we can't have more than 550 people. I hope we get 500. Right now, I know ticket sales are under 100, but I think it'll pick up as we get a little bit closer. But here's the deal, Tampa, and all my friends there, Ruth, my sugar mama, and everybody else. I need you guys to help me get ticket sales. Go get, let friends know. Here's what I can promise you if you do decide to go to the Unapologetic American Comedy Tour. You are going to laugh your head off, and you are going to be made to think in ways that are going to be mind-changing for you. Three comedians, three different comedic styles, and we are going to test you in ways. We're going to test you comedically, okay? We're going to make you laugh uncomfortably in ways that you have never, that you're going to get challenged, and you're going to tell your friends. And if you miss it, I'm telling you, this is going to be like missing the last, you know, whoever you like the most, one of your, you know, best bands. It's going to be like missing their last performance when they say, we're done. You're not going to want to miss it. This show is phenomenal. I'm not telling you because I'm one of the performers. I'm telling you because I'm one of the performers. And I know the other two. And I've seen the show. And I've talked to people after that go, holy cow. I talked to my friends that went, Kev, I know you're funny, man, but I didn't realize it was going to be that good of a show. I'm sorry. They're apologizing to me because they had such low expectations. Look, bring the highest expectations you want, and we're still going to top them. That's how close, that's how good I feel about it. So round up a few friends. Let's sell out the venue. Now look, I'm no Joe Rogan, but I promise you, we are just as good. And if you'll pay attention to us, if you'll let us into your lives for a little while, you're going to find out this is one heck of a show. And for those of you who've asked me, Kevin, Andy goes, Kevin, when are you going to bring the show to Dallas? Andy, I'd love to bring the show to Dallas, man. But you know what? I can't bring a wheelbarrow full of money, too. Somebody's got to want to pick it up and sponsor it. Is there a group in your area that goes, yeah, we have 500 people. We know we'll get you 500 folks, Kev. All our team will show up. That's what we need. But this is important. It's more than just about the laughs. It's about what we're saying in those laughs. And you're going to get one heck of a show. Anyway, I'm going back to what I was talking about earlier. Do you feel accomplished? You know, I mean, I'm looking at Joe Biden. Right now we're hearing Russia's banning their men from leaving the country. Putin's running. I heard China's sending troops and all this. And you want to know the saddest part about everything I just said to you? I don't know if it's true. I don't know what to believe. I don't know. There's nobody giving me real data from Ukraine or Russia. I don't trust anything in our media, anything that comes out of the White House's mouth. I don't care if Jean Perry says it through her butt cheeks. I don't believe it. So what do you believe? What can you believe? Putin, he's on the way out. Putin's supposed to be dead. They said he was dying. Well, he's not dying. So what do we believe? As I mentioned, Hillary Clinton is calling us Hitler. She should be in prison. The FBI hasn't found the Supreme Court leaker. The FBI doesn't seem to have any interest in Hunter Biden. We got new notebook revelations of Hunter. I don't know if you saw this. Hunter was staying at a $4,000 a night hotel somewhere, sliding down the slide butt naked. He's there with multiple prostitutes and on all on his notebook, but they can't seem to find anything to get Hunter on. He's got an illegal weapon. He's doing drugs on camera, cavorting with prostitutes. But America's supposed to believe that we're not compromised by Hunter, the dude who's been on every continent doing exactly what he did here, skirting down the pike of a slide of a pool, paying $4,000 a night to be at a hotel with prostitutes and dope and guns and who knows what else. But no possible way that Joe Biden knows about it or was compromised by it. I just heard this too. Dilbert was declared racist. 77 newspapers are removing a comic strip. I'm just giving you some food for thought as we get to the deeper topics here. Dilbert is now racist. The Babylon Bee had a funny meme the other day that said something like, scientists say at the rate we're going, we're going to run out of things that are racist in the next 2 years or something like that. Hysterical. You know, somebody making sense of the nonsensical things that have now become, that are coming up. As I mentioned, it's endless what these people are going to do to try to get to you. The other day I mentioned this crime spree, and I think we touched on it, but I had the graphic. I didn't talk about it at the time, but the graphic. Here are the non-detainable offenses beginning July 1st of 2023. Just stay away from Illinois in 2023. You ready? Aggravated battery, aggravated DUI, aggravated fleeing. So you can flee from the cops now. Arson, burglary, drug-induced homicide, intimidation, kidnapping, robbery, second-degree murder, threatening a public official. Beginning January 1 of 2023, they cannot detain you for what I just read on that list. Would you want to live in that place? As I said, folks, I can only imagine how the Democrats look at us and go, how long are they going to let us get away with this nonsense? You know what's coming for Illinois, right?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Radio show
con Kevin Jacksones.
Welcome, folks. That was Stacey Abrams, the woman who wants to be the next governor of Georgia and probably president of the United States. And I find it interesting that the left, who cannot tell you the definition of a woman, but they can tell you the specific time when a heartbeat begins on a baby. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I find this So incredible. So Stacey Abrams essentially is saying, look, it ain't a baby until it has a heartbeat. Well, I always tell people, the simplest thing that somebody could have asked Stacey Abrams is, well, Stacey, let me ask you this. When did your life begin? When did it begin? Did it begin when you noticed the heartbeat? Or did it begin at conception? Because if you skip conception, you're going to be the only person in the universe that skipped conception. So when did your life begin? Did it begin in the second trimester, or did it begin in the third trimester? Because there is no question when it began. I don't know about when you could detect a heartbeat. Just because we don't have the tools to detect the heartbeat, let's just say you're right. Let's say we can't detect the heartbeat until 5 weeks. Let's say you're right. Does that mean the heartbeat doesn't exist? No. What it means is we just don't have the means. There are many things we couldn't detect. We couldn't put people away because of DNA until a couple of decades ago. We didn't have the technology. Now we can blueprint you. We know exactly who committed the crime. Why? Because we now have the technology. So are we talking technology? Because here's what I guarantee you. With 100% certainty, that the moment you became a human being is when your daddy's sperm impregnated the egg of your mother. That's when you became a human being. That's the moment. It is called conception. And there's no argument about it. It can't be broken into trimesters. And you can legalize it. It's a third trimester and I have a heartbeat and it's a zygote and it's an embryo and all this. Every one of us formed in identically the same way. We start at conception and then we become the unique, sometimes beautiful individuals that we are, like myself, and sometimes like the evil person that you are. That's how it is. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, just bringing it down for you. Easy stuff. This is 101. I'm not doing anything spectacular here, even though it may seem like it. I know it. I know how you're feeling. But it's nothing spectacular. I'm just putting into words what most of you already know, and you've probably put into words yourself, though less eloquently, let's admit it. Certainly not as Shakespearean as this now, right? But the point is, you get what I'm saying. Why are we having this specious argument about when the heartbeat begins? This is a woman that's trying to convince people they don't know when the heartbeat, they're faking that. That's a fake. Okay, so they're faking when a baby is a baby. They're faking it. That can't really be a human. So what? If there's a pregnancy test that says, yep, you're positive. Well, they're faking that. That's the moon landing. The flag is flying. She wants you to believe that a pregnancy is not a reality. I hope you're following me here. I feel like a preacher. I hope you're keeping up. I'm about to get up in here and start preaching. She wants you to believe that an actual pregnancy, bona fide, test positive, okay, but it's not really a baby. They're trying to tell you that woman is about to have a baby. Well, how do they know that's a heartbeat? Hey, Stacy, there's a pregnancy test. She's pregnant. We see the embryo or whatever it is. We see it. Yeah, but that don't mean nothing. They ain't no heartbeat. Don't let them tell you. They putting that heartbeat in there. They taking it and they whoosh, 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 whoosh. That's what they're doing. They adding it to it. It's Hollywood special effects. She wants you to not believe in pregnancy. That's what is so astounding. And here's what I want you to know. People are taking her seriously. There are black people sitting around. There's not a single person. You know, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Are you trying to tell us that the woman's not pregnant? I mean, I'm sorry. This would be me. I'd be like, look, Stacey, you can't admit that the woman is pregnant, right? What are we debating here? Are we debating when we should be able to kill this thing? Because at the end of the day, the woman is pregnant, right? You can admit that. Was there anybody in the audience that used 1 ounce of intellectual curiosity or intellectual ability just to say, just to challenge that? Not a person. You want to know why? They want to be deferential. She could be the next governor. The next governor of that state wants you to believe that pregnancy is not pregnancy. Why? Because I can get rid of it. It's an it. It's not a thing. She wants you to believe it's an it. It doesn't have a heartbeat. You can't. You know, what? They faking it in there. Wow, man. I don't even know if I can. Is there anything more I need to say on that? My producers are like, no, move on. I'm moving on anyway. But not because y'all are telling me. Just because I'm moving on because I want to move on. Ain't nobody going to make me move on. Anyway, I thought you'd be interested in that. But here's the one that gets me. And believe it or not, when I was doing this, I can only imagine is kind of our theme for this particular show. It was Fauci that got me. Because I thought to myself, I can only imagine, you know, them laughing at us when they came up with this WooFoo scam. And you guys have heard me talk about it for the better part of 2 years now. And I said to you, how crazy is it that we would self-enslave, you know, self-imprison? And when I say enslave, I mean you taught your own kids. If you had kids, you taught them. You paid the freight for other people to be off work while you did their job for them. That is a slave. You self-imprisoned. You said, okay, you want me to stay home? I guess I better stay home because they told me to stay home. You wore the mask that you knew was not I mean, I could go on. I'm not going to be mad at you, but I know what you did. And you know what? Now we learn Fauci crassly mocked us. He says we were, I'm going to say butt backwards just so to clean it up, but you know what I'm saying. And here's what he says. He says he mocked butt backwards restaurant patrons who removed their mask when seated and laughed at the absurdity, I'll get it out, absurdity of his own idea for anti-COVID-19 goggles, according to a new book. Oh, the more we learn about this stuff, the more people are going to be really upset. And look, I don't know how long we can fend off this nonsense to keep it away from our kids and our grandkids and great-grandchildren. I don't know what part of the fight we're in. I don't know if history, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know and I don't care. I don't know or care what history writes about me, says about me in this fight, but I know this. I'm doing everything I can to keep these hounds at bay. The inside account is included by former White House spokesman Brian Morgenstern in Vignettes in Vino. It's coming out in October. He calls Fauci awful and an egomaniac. Does that surprise anybody? Says in January 2020, Fauci said the virus was nothing to worry about for the American people. Then in the months that followed, he said that people should not wear masks, that they were ineffective. By June or July, he had changed his tune and said everyone should be very concerned. They should wear multiple masks and goggles. I vividly recall my blood boiling during an infuriating meeting in the Roosevelt Room of the White House, when Fauci laughed about his own goggles comment, making it clear how cynical he was and that he could get people to believe anything, the former aide continued. He went on to laugh about how, butt backwards, I cleaned it up for you, it was when people entered a restaurant wearing a mask, then sat down and conversed with people without a mask. Of course, he wasn't saying those things to the effect publicly, just laughing privately as American rubes, he was fooling. This is what I've been telling people for a long time. Democrats don't believe their BS. The joke of leftism is, can I get you to do it? That's the game. I'll leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.